Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us today. Make sure you tell your friends about all the great interviews that you hear right here on Mind Food Radio. Now, we're off to see a lovely lady by the name of Tanya De Jong. And Tanya is a soprano and social, well, entrepreneur. Very interesting title. We're here to talk about the Creative Innovation Asia Pacific 2012 event, which is taking place in Melbourne. And with us on the line, Tanya is joining us, and she'll tell us all about it. What is this fabulous event, Tanya?
I'm the executive producer and founder of an organisation called Creative Universe, and I guess our goal is to inspire people to reach their potential, particularly in organisations and businesses.
Yeah.
And so I founded this conference 3 years ago, Creative Innovation, to create the leading innovation and thought leadership conference in the Southern Hemisphere. And now we attract people from all over Australia to this conference. It's from the 28th to the 30th of November
yeah.
at the Sofitel in Melbourne. And we've got 50 leading speakers and presenters coming, including 11 international speakers, people like Baroness Susan Greenfield on the Brain and Michael T. Jones, the chief technology advocate of Google, the leading futurist Thomas Frey from the USA, and a whole range of other people on strategy, science, technology, courageous leadership. The theme of our conference this year is Wicked Problems, Great Opportunities,
yeah.
Leadership and Courage for Volatile Times. And because the times are so uncertain, it's really important for all of us to become better at being creative. And of course, all of us are creative,
yeah.
but often our right brain is lying dormant. There's an interesting statistic and research done that shows that 3 to 5 year olds exhibit 98% creative behavior, and by the time we get to about 25,
yep.
we're exhibiting 2% creative behavior.
Oh my God, that's horrific.
Yeah, so part of the goal of the conference as well is we bring together these incredible thinkers and speakers, sort of a bit like TED Talks meets business and innovation and leadership.
Sure.
And but then we also throw in there, we have a poet in residence, you know, artists and graphic recorders. I'm the diva in residence because I'm a soprano.
Yes.
And we have a range of right-brained moments to get people into a really enhanced thinking state so that the content that they're hearing, they can really bring to life. They feel inspired to take action back in their lives and their workplace after the event as well.
So tell us now, someone's listening in at home or driving along today or out on their tractor listening to us in a regional station. Can we do something really simple on the radio now to activate this creativity? Can you do something for us?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think one of the great things that I always say to people, well, if you're in a regional part of Australia, that's even better, because one of the great ways to really get your right brain happening is to be in nature. And so I always say, go for a walk on the beach, walk in nature. You know, you can sing, so and you can sing a song, you can sing along with the radio, you can meditate for a moment, just become aware of your breathing. And it's amazing what sort of thoughts come up. We just have to sometimes allow our minds, our busy minds that are so caught up in our day-to-day activities, to do something a bit different, or just to switch off a little bit, just become aware of our breathing and the peace that's within us, and then all of a sudden our creativity starts to come forward.
You know, it's a really interesting topic that you're working on, and I think it's something that we need to work more towards, and I think really in regional Australia you would probably be very, very much inspired. So you've got to do a conference out there one day.
Oh, yeah. And, well, look, absolutely. And a lot of people from regional Australia do come to Creative Innovation.
Like fantastic.
From far-flung reaches.
Well, that's wonderful.
We'd love people to come.
What is the website?
It's www.
Yep.
.ci2012.
Yep.
.com.au.
Tanya, thank you very much for joining us today.
No, it's a pleasure.
Fantastic. And of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com.
Mindfood Magazine and Mindfood Radio. Together, smart thinking.